Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Merazi Sheyichyu. For this schus, Achigatabas Rechaim Sivachon Elumelea. Schus Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Simo, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. Rav Shai Ben Lea, Ruth Victoria Bastila Rovida. Rav Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipora. Dvorah Bas Ruchama Miriam, Louis Nishmas, Rav David Yitzchok Ben Akiva Yehuda, and Rav Levi Ben Rav Shmuel, Meirai V'Rabbi Isai. Nachnu lomdim et ha-sugiyah shel meshakech dover echod mitalmudoi, the issur of forgetting your learning, the no-no. And this Torah is going to be based on that of Meireinu V'Rabbeinu, Me'or Einenu, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, Hagoyin HaGodol Rav David Yitzchok Mann, and L'shmo L'zichro Tavis Kol Nefesh, V'hadvarim Yiyu Nifla'im Be'ezrat Hashem, Nireh Nifla'ot Rabot, G'dolot V'atzumot. Omeret HaGemara B'Mesechet Menachot B'Dav Tzadi Tet Amud Bet. V'omar Eish Lokish Kol HaMeshakech Dover Echod Mitalmudoi, Oyver Belav. Anybody who forgets one thing from his learning, Dover Echod Mitalmudoi, Oyver Belav. Shinam Rishon L'chol Shmona Shlomot Pentishkach Hasadvorim. Be very careful not to forget. And that's like Rabbi Ovin, that whenever it says Hisham Repen, it's a lois to say. Ravino Amar Hisham Repen, Shnei Lavin Ninhu. Ah, Hisham L'chol Shmona Shlomot Pen. So we got two lavin for forgetting. Dover Echod Mitalmudoi. Shnei lavin. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, three lavin. Why? Hisham L'chol is one, Shmona Avshecha Mod is two, and Pen Tishkach is three. Yochel Afil Machmas Ein Soim, I think that if it's Ones, that's why he forgot. He's also over Belav. Tamlor Pen Yisum L'vochim Yisum L'Ibo Kosev Medabir. No, it's not talking about where there's an Ones that he forgot. Somehow he removed them from his heart. Yesur Milvavcha. He removed them from his heart. Rabbi Dostai Rabbi Yanayom Yachofil talked about Mishnah, so I might think that his learning overpowered him. Tamaloy Merak. So there's no Isser if there's an Ines or talk for love Mishnah. But there is an Isser, Stam, to forget your learning. As Mivual Mizeh, the Lekule Alma. Everybody holds that there's a lav on Shechech Dov Rechel Mitalmudah. Is it the machlekes is it one lav, is it two lav, is it three lav? But everybody agrees that this that it's also. And here we get to our first kasha of our series of kashas. Kidalkeinu b'kodesh, she'anachnu ovim leftoch at ha'shiurim b'sidra shel kushiyot, she'kol shkushiyah be'atzma hi yahalom u'pnina, ve'achar kach leva'er et ha'mahalach letaretz et kol ha'kushiyot ve'od kahena v'chahena. לראות נפלאות ממקומות אחרים. אז הכל פנים, הקושה הראשונה שבה נפתח, היא, the Rambam, the Chinuch, don't bring this. The Rambam, the Chinuch, omit this completely. Sign on the minyan amitzis, on the halachas, where did it go? I ain't b'sefer amitzis by sofus shel Ramban. I used to say beis. I'm not going to have Ram there. Also, the Torah doesn't pass in this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass this in Reish Mem Vav. It's an often a sugya, the Loshim Cholek. So the Baal HaTanya talks about this in his Shulchan Aruch in the Kunshus Acharon, the beginning of Parakim Alayin Sham, and in Rabbi Yochum Fisher Perla and the Rasag at the end of Mrs. Essay Tesvav. And the Rav Perla asked more, you know, the Rambam in Hochas Tam Toiro in the Parak Aleph Halacha Yud. Arei Mosechai Lomar Adyoy Moisoy. A person has to learn until his day of death. Shenamar pen yasur malvavcha koi mechayecha. Kol zman shelo yasok belimud ushoicheach. How long does he have to learn for until his day of death? As it says, lest you remove it from your heart all the days of your life. As long as you're not osek in learning, you're going to forget. Therefore, you have to learn until your day of death, because otherwise you're going to forget. Pen yasur malvavcha koi mechayecha. We don't want you to forget. So make sure to be osek in learning until your day of death. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So, problem is that we have Lehedia, that the Rambam holds that there's an Azhara that one shouldn't forget. And therefore the Rambam says you have to learn until your day of death. Pen Yisur Melvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha. Kol Yemei Yomosa. So if that's true, then how come the Rambam doesn't write there's a law for forgetting? There's a law one forgets. The Rambam says you have to learn the rest of your life so you don't forget, including your day of death. So what? Where's the law? Where did the law go? V'yoyser tzorach biyur, ma shekosav agro, v'yoyredeh besimen reish me'anvov, sif kotin yud, at the mokah for the Rambam. Over here in Hochas Talmud Torah is the Sugi Menachos. So it's not like the Rambam didn't see the Sugi Menachos, right? So we have the Rambam paskining the Sugi Menachos, just not that, like the Sugi paskined it. We also have to understand that if the pasuk says "Achiv, not forget to forget until Yom Oso," for the Rambam brings from this pasuk, so this chiyuv means that you have to chazer what you already learned. The Rambam writes mistama, you have to just learn until the day of death. Don't talk about chazering. So it's a stir mineuve. Then mitzad echad, the Rambam writes the chiyuv is because if you're not Isaac Belim, you're going to forget. So the problem is forgetting, so that means you have to chazer. Mitzat sheni, the Rambam just says to learn stam, and he doesn't say chazering. So how does that shtim? It's a stira min ayube. We also have to understand the etzem and even vatzorach lemokah shechayv alum mutarad yom moise. What do you know, mokah, they have to learn until the day of death. Is there any mitzvah you don't have to keep till your day of death? It's pshita. Now, in the zugufa sugi de menachis, so why did Rambam have delsis? In the zugufa sugi de menachis, a lot of kashis. First of all, it says in the Mishnah in office 3:8. Of the style of Yannick Bishop Meir Omer, called Shechotar Mishnas, a model of a cost of Kilim Schaiv Benafshe. Shanam Araki Shemel Hoshman Afshah Mo Pentishkach Rimshaw Roe Necho. So we have a Mishnah and Ovis that says if you forget what you learn, you're Mishaiv Benafshe. He Shemel Hoshman Nafshah Me Aid Pentishkach. By the way, the reason I was Messiah to give this shir, I mean, I was planning it at some point, but the reason I got the Dach of today is because there's just a very beautiful a video going around of Rav Soloveitchik giving a shir on this inyan of forgetting your learning. So I said, so he has this whole litvisha. So he has a very litvisha pronunciation because he was a litvak. Anyway, it's a very, very beautiful video. It's very emotional and uplifting and inspiring. So I recommend it for one for all. In any event, but anachnu l'dalkenu neilich. So anybody who forgets, sheikheach, davar echad mimishnase. So if you forget one anything of your learning, not chashom having fun. Chashom. I don't want it to be perceived that way. It's mamish. A goin oilom, a goin adir, and a tzaddik. So I just like the litvish pronunciation. I also like the chlishish pronunciation. We have like pronunciations. So it says, if you forget anything of your learning, it's as if you're mischayiv benafshe. I might think you'll have to talk about mishnasay. I might think that the learning became too much for you. A person is only mischayiv benafsho when he actively removes it from his heart. So the fizet tamur lechayra. Mal mashedana gemara diyachol afilu machmasayin soi. Umeid maisi alei alfusa pen yasur shemisirim liba kosim edaber. Mushu chidush alamu roim. The gemara goes the whole thing. I might think machmasayin soi. No. You have to actually remove it from your heart. If it's honest, you're cool. So, what's the problem? Promise the Mishnah novice. Mishnah Novice already says, Yachol feel talk for love Mishnasei. I might think even if it's too much for you. The Talmud Lomer Pen Yasuru. You're only Mischayiv when you actually remove it from your heart. So you have this big chiddush in the Gemara in Meseches Menachos that you're only Chayiv if when you remove it from your heart. Zikvah Mishnah. And the Chayyur, that was Taisus and Menachos' Kashim. They write Mishnah in Mesechus' office. It's Ma Ba'yapo. It's Kvam Mishnah. What's the Nidon in the Gemara? So Ayin Bezeb Rishon Letzion Be'Ovis, who blabs with its Tzorach Iyun. Ma Chidush Shel HaMishneh. Ne'eshel HaGemara. Kasher Kva Mevuar Kach. Ba'Mishneh. O Tamuah Lechora. The Ma Mais the Gemara brings from Rav Dostoy Ben Rabbi Yanai, who says, Yachal, if you talk about Mishnah, so Tamil Omer, Rak. So he doesn't learn it from Pen Yasur Melavavcha. He learns it from Rak. That's not like the Mishnah. And he's the one who says it in Ovis. Of the Stiber of Yanai. So we have a steer, we still sign Yanai in Ovis, and we still sign in Menachis. In Menachis, the Alfusa is from Rak. And in Ovis, the Alfusa is for Pen Yasur Milvavcha. Stochat Teme. Ein Bemar Shasha Mad Bezer, Meser Sashas, Mitzat Sheni, Tzarich Bi'ur, Shekevin Shalav Doistoi, Bar Yanai Tanahu, he's a Tana, so how does the Gemara argue with him? Umaisi lo mikro de Pen Yasur. In other words, the Gemara brings a different pasuk. And then we have a Tana, who says, how are you arguing with a Tana? Reb Gemara. Question. Why do they bring from a different pasuk? Pen Yasur, he learns from Rak. O tzarech biur bazeh. Shelech oilo. Talk for love mishnasoi. V'shirchech machmas oinsoi. Is the same thing. Like Rashi writes in Ovis, talk for love mishnasoi. Shishach ha-baal korcho mishaych ha-mura lovis. Very severe for you. That's why you forgot it. Rashi Menachas writes, Shel Yochal Lahamid Gil Sosoi. You can't be Mamid your Girsa. It's the same thing as Shicha Bal Korchoi. Mnecha Shechamur Olav Ayin Be Rabbi Avadi and Bratanura. So what's the difference between Tokfa Mishnasoi and Machmas Oinsoi? The Gemara brings it as two separate things. In the Rabbi Yonin Ovis, he writes, he's talking about you forget it. Einsoi is machmas zikna or machmas einis acher. The Marshal Menachos, kach kosev amasha kosev hatois is the Mishnah iba Ovis. Kosev is hatois amasha kosev yocha machmas einsoi. Avishav Mishnah ise hanidon lagabe tokfal of Mishnasoi. Ein sham debar kain tzul hatois techadu. And came Mahmad of the Rig, more Yami Yachal of the Machmas Ein, said the Dervi Stein Mishnah of Gemara, Yami Yachal of the Tokhla Mishnasa, came in the Chadu. In other words, Taisvis and the Gemara that says Yachal Machmas Ein, they say it's a Mishnah Novus, and the Mishnah Novus says Tokhla of Mishnasa. So you see from this in the Marashah that Tokhla of Mishnasa and the Machmas Ein is the same thing. So the Gemara brings it as two separate things. So what's talk of the difference? You see not like that in Tosis. You see they're one thing. And you also see that in the Sugya. In the Sugya it says, Tokfel of Mishnah, so you have one Yafusa from Pen Yasuru. And then Reb Dostai says, Yachal Machmas Oinsoi is because of Pen Yasuru. And then Reb Dostoy says, Yochal afil takul ha-mishnaso, rak. So it's a hemshech ha-dvorin. So, they're talking about the same thing. L'choira. Then why does Reb Dostoy change the lashon? And he says, talk for mishnaso. Earlier it says, Yochal afil machmas anso. So we have talk for mishnaso in the Mishnah in Avis, and we have talk for mishnaso in Menachas, where Reb Dostoy, but previously we have Rav Nachum Ritzik says Machmas Einsoi. So what's the difference, and is it a Machlokes, and why does he change the Lashon? What exactly is the Machlokes, and why does he change the Lashon? From Machmas Einsoi, Tokfel of Mishnaso. It seems just to be saying, we have another Makar. Your Makar is Pen Yasur Milavavcha, my Makar is Rak. It's also interesting, if you're Medayik, that in the Mishnah says, Kol HaShechech Dov Rochad, Mi Mishnasoi. And in the Gemara, which the Chorus is talking about the same thing,
It's a shachar adav adav mi Talmudoi. This is in Mishnasoi and Talmudoi. And it's a biyad malachi v'simen kuf tzariches. In the Mishnah, it says shoycheach dover echod. And the Gemara, the Lashon, is ha-mishakeach. Gevaldik. What's the difference between shoycheach and mishakeach? In the Mishnah it says, Pen Yasu Shen Ochai Vachi Yeshev Yasur Meliboy. In the Gemara it says, Shem Yasur Meliboy Akosiv Medaber. So what's the difference between the Lashon and the Mishnah? Achi Yeshev Yasur Meliboy. In the Mishnah it says, actually, Yeshev Esirim Alibo, and the Gemara says, "B'Mesirim Alibo Akasuv Medaber." So this is in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Lashon of the Gemara, with discrepancy in the Lashonis. Gam Tzorach Bir B'Mishnah Atzmai. Mitzad Echad, we see the Ptur is only B'Tokfel of Mishnasai, only if it's too much for you. And then it says, but you're only chayiv, achi yeshiv yisir meliboy. Wait, there's a big difference. You have tokfel of mishnasai, it's too much for you, so you're pater. But then it says, you're only chayiv if you actively remove it from your heart. You sit and you're meisir melei. So there's a big difference, there's a big gap between the two. What about the middle case? In other words, mitzad echod, we see in the Mishnah, that you're only chayiv, that you're only potter of tokfel of mishnasa, mashim. Otherwise, you're chayiv. And then it says you're only chayiv. No, if you're yeshiv yisir melibo. So which one is it? The Maharal talks about this already in Der Chaim. And Rabbeinu talks about this in his one of his many magnum opuses. I don't know if you can have many magnum opuses, but in the Be'er Miliyam, in the second volume. Why do we need a miut from the pasuk of Mshicha Machmas Oines? Your pater, call it Torah Kula. Mechitesi, you shouldn't be chayiv. Befrat, Rabbi Yehuda says. So why is this different than everything else? So in the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Nochas Tam HaTorah, he explains the Gabe She'enu Chayav Elik Shenis Atzel Lachzor Limud HaKoroi. He says that you're only chayiv if you're lazy. But if you're busy, you're working, you don't have enough time, then you're off the hook. So you can say that this doesn't have a p'turonis of kola Torah Kula. And that's the chiddush over here, that even though you don't have the p'turonis of kola Torah Kula, here you have a p'tur v'ainis. That's not the way other Rishonim learn. The other Rishonim learn pashas zainis. So if it's Aynes, Aynes Rachman Apatre, we have a Torah Vonis of Kol Torah Kula. So what's the Chiddush here? In the Heolois, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there is a, he references the Rashi in Brochus. Rashi and Brachas Avches on the base. He says, "What's it says there? Machmas Einsoi." The Gemara that says, "Be careful about a zochin. Give cover to a zochin." Shishach Talmud a Machmas Einsoi. Einsoi is he got sick. Rashi says, or Nitrad Bidoichak Mizaynis. Parnasi was busy with Parnasa. So Lachoyer, that's like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. That he forgot his learning because he's tarred b'mizaynis. However, Miloshin Rashi, we see that it's not a heter miyuchad be'isur. But rather, it's referring to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. When Sanhedrin says, "Machshevim u'elus afilu divrei Torah," she says that when a person's worried about his parnasa, worried about money, worried about his job, so that makes him forget his learning. So if he's lacking parnasa, so he's going to have this daiga, and it's not his fault. And that's why he forgot his learning, and you have no time on him. And therefore, yesh lizar b'choida. So it emerges that he's honest mamish, because it's bal korch yishachech. Rashi says that the Gemara says in Menachos Machshav Moalas Afilu Divrei Torah. It's not it's real onus, hardcore onus. And if that's true, that's hardcore onus, then of course he's pater. If we say that that is only an isser, if it's not onus and this is onus, then of course he's pater, and it's no chiddush. So if that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is talking about, then and again, there's no shin chiddush. It's a regular onus and b'chol haTorah kula onus rachmana patri. The only thing is this inyan of shicha machmas bezonus Rashi only brings in brachas in the context of giving cover to a zaken shach talmudai. Why doesn't Rashi say this onus of tirdas mezonus in the sugya on menachas? Like Rashi writes it up in the sugya and brachas by zaken shach talmudai. And if you're going to say, okay, that's not the mashma tokfel of mishnasoi, that he forgot it because of his parnasa, so then we can ask on the Gemara and the Mishnah, why don't they also say there's a p'tur when he forgot it because he was oisik b'mizaynoisu? Means of tirdas mizaynus. So, meirai v'raboisai, oh, do we have our work cut out for us? So, please God, anachnu siyamnu tzidrat ha-kushiyot, bezrat Hashem, ha-gadol v'anura, v'mashiur haba, בסדרה הזאת אנחנו נציע את תחילתו של המהלך לתרץ את כל הקושיות בעזרת השם, ונראה נפלאות רבות ועצומות. ותודתי נתונה לכם שהאזנתם לדבריי. בעזרת השם נמשיך, השם שכיב לכוח ומוח בשמחס חיים, the financial means, ושבדס, and health. It's a sham, because we're going to continue, and we're going to see the flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. B'li nadin, amshich.